This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
As everybody knows who comes here, we emphasize the grace of God so frequently here. And amongst all the other topics of the Bible, the whole counsel of God needs to be preached. But we emphasize the grace of God because everything that occurs is in the economy of grace, God's economy of grace towards us. Everything that we receive from God is a gift of grace. Now, grace is the unmerited, undeserved, unearned favor of God. This means that God favors us. We don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. It's not merited on our part in any way. But God favors you. He says, I favor that person. And I'm going to give to them freely without requiring anything from them. I'm going to give to them freely what I have for them in grace. And I'm going to give it to all those who do one thing for me. They simply believe in Jesus Christ. And once they do that, then the gates of heaven will open, and I'll freely bless them with all of the blessings, all the spiritual blessings that I have for them. It'll all be given to them by grace. And God does this because, number one, He is the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5:10, He is the God of all grace. All grace comes from God, and He is the source of grace. Now, we have a great verse in John 1:17. It defines a lot for us. It says that in 1:17 of John, it says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth was given by Jesus Christ. So we have two sections here. One is the law given to us by Moses. And then we have a time in history when Jesus Christ came on the scene and He gave us grace and truth. So first the law came, then grace and truth came. Under the law, under the system of the law, this is what had to happen. Under the law, we needed to obey every rule that God would put out there. If God put out a rule, then we needed to obey it. Every rule needed to be obeyed under the law in order to win favor with God. If you want God's favor on your life, you want His blessing, you want Him to favor you in everything that you do in life, everything you have, then you needed to keep every rule. And when Adam was around, there was only one rule. Don't eat from that tree. And, of course, he didn't. He broke that one. But and then later on, rules were multiplied. By the time we get into the heart of the Old Testament, we've got 610 rules going. And you had to keep every single one of them if you want to keep favor with God. It's the only way to gain favor with God is to keep those rules. Of course, the result of that system... The result of that system is, number one, we discovered in Romans 3 and verse 10 that nobody ever kept the rules. There's none righteous, no, not even one. We couldn't find one person on the planet who actually lived up to that system, who actually fulfilled the system, who actually was successful in living under the law. Not one single person ever did it. And then... the result, of course, of that is in John 3:18, and when Jesus told them, He said, the whole world lies under condemnation. The whole world is condemned. Why are we condemned, God? Because nobody in this world has lived up to the rules. God the Father established the rules according to His righteousness and holiness, and in order for Him to have fellowship with mankind, He insisted that they keep and live up to those rules. So by the law, Moses brought the law in, and all of us failed under the law. We all fell short in Romans 3:23, very, very popular verse. We all fell short of God's glory, of God's expectation, of God's standard. We all fell short. So we know that the world is lost. The people of the world are lost. And they're, according to the Bible, those who are lost will spend eternity in a place called hell. And that is Matthew 25:41, from one of many verses. There's 282 warning signs about hell in the Bible. So if the Bible is true, then hell is real. And so Matthew 25:41, hell was never created for mankind, but mankind will go there because they fail to live up to God's standards. But then the good side of this equation this morning, if you left now, you'd be pretty depressed. But the good side of this equation is that God still loved us, even in our failure, even under condemnation, even at our worst, God still loves us. He created us, and he still loves us. Remember that verse, God so loved the world. So God still loved us, and so he decided to create a plan to rescue us from this destiny that we had now put upon us, which is to go to hell. He said, I don't want them to go to hell. I love them. I created them. They are mine. I do not want to lose them. I'm going to create a way for them to escape this destiny in their life. Even though they failed, even though they didn't live up to the rules, even though they never did what they should have done, I'm going to find a way to rescue them from it because I love them. So, remember the second part of that verse. Jesus gave us grace and truth. The law came by Moses, and Jesus gave us grace and truth. So the first thing he would do is that he would die for the sins of all men. And that's 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. It says that Christ died for the sins of all men, every man. He would take the penalty for their sin, what they deserved, which was death and hell, he would take it upon himself. Now, he was born into this world, and he was the one man who was the God-man, who was the virgin-born God-man. His parent was, of course, the Holy Spirit, the Father who came upon and infused divine genetics into Mary's womb, and he was born the God-man. And he himself lived on this planet and lived for 33 years and did not fail the Father in any way. Did not fall short of the glory of God. Did not fail to live up to the standards of God. Did not fail in any of the rules that were to be kept. He did not fail in any of them. He kept everything. He was perfect. The only one, finally, after 4,000 plus years, the only one who finally kept God's rules. So he was the perfect man. He was the perfect one. And then he would take himself, who deserved, he did not deserve death, and he did not deserve hell. He took himself and offered himself as the sacrifice for you and me. And said, instead of penalizing them, punish me. Put their sins on me and punish me. And he didn't deserve it. So that was the first part of this amazing plan called redemption, that God would do for us, that he would punish us on Christ. He would take our punishment. The second thing is once that takes place and the sins have then been dealt with, the punishment, the penalty for sin has been dealt with, the second thing he does is he says, now, if you believe, if you would just believe, forget the 610 rules for now. Just believe. Put your trust, put your faith in the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. You believe for yourself personally that Christ took your penalty upon himself. For all of your sins, the past sins, the ones you may have committed today, the ones you might commit next month, whatever, in your entire span of life, all of the sins that you may or may not commit, every sin is placed on Jesus Christ. Now, you believe that personally, he says, if you put your faith in me, if you trust, if you put reliance faith on me, And on my death and on my resurrection, Jesus says, then he would give you as a free gift eternal life in heaven. He would give you eternal life in heaven. This is a well-known truth, but it's also not so well-known because there are many places you can find. There are even churches that you can find where they're still living in the Old Testament. And if you ask them, how do I get to heaven? They'll tell you, well, you got to keep the rules, brother. You got to live up to the things God wants you to do. You got to do the right things, and you got to obey the commandments, and you got to do all this. And if you do that, at the end of your life, if you've been good, you'll go to heaven. And then they realize nobody can really be perfect and do all of those things. So then they kind of whittle it down and say, well, you got to be more good than bad. If you're mostly good in your life, you'll go to heaven. If you're mostly bad, you won't. Because they're still living in the Old Testament. They're still under the law of Moses. They're still qualifying themselves for heaven based upon the rules and not upon what the New Testament teaches. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And he offered us salvation, which means that we have a gift of eternal life in heaven with him forever as a free gift. He says, you just trust me. Don't worry about the rules. Jesus kept them already. He was the obedient one. Don't worry about the rules. You just trust me, put your faith in me, and I'll give you eternal life. And that, my friends, is saving grace. John 6 and verse 47, you can read it for yourself up there on the board. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. It's that simple. He that believes on me has everlasting life. This is category one of grace. This is saving grace. Saving grace is that we believe on Jesus Christ, and we don't even consider the fact that we don't measure up, that we fall short, that we don't keep all the rules, that we're not maybe the most perfect guy in town, or sharpest knife in the drawer, however you want to say it. We're not there, but it's not that. That's not the issue with God at this point. The issue is, do you believe that Jesus Christ took your penalty upon himself? Is he your Savior? Is he the one that sacrificed his life for yours? Do you accept that? Do you accept that your sins have been dealt with once and for all on his body? And it's not a question of good and bad anymore. It's not a question of what church you go to. It's not a question of are you good people or bad people, or do you do mostly good. None of that is the issue. The issue is your faith in him. And when that's the issue in your heart, then God is obligated to give you everlasting life in heaven. And so that is an amazing thing. That is the amazing rescue plan that God has devised for fallen mankind. It is a free gift. That is why Ephesians 2, and these are very, very famous verses with you guys. Ephesians 2 and verse 8 says, for by grace you have been saved.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair.